This is the new home for Cheryl Fritz, 1320 WILS, the only Lansing radio station live in Lansing every morning, live in Lansing every afternoon. Welcome to Fritz and Friends with your host, Cheryl Fritz.
Welcome back to the second hour of Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here along with producer Scott Eckersley, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. I heard about the story, this next story, from a friend of mine actually on Facebook. You know, I love the social media. And so I made a call this afternoon. I'm really happy to have on the phone with me Jody Smith, who is the sales manager at Taylor Chevrolet. How are you, Jody?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Very good. Now, the story came to my attention that you're doing a raffle, and we hear about things like that with car dealerships from time to time, but this one started for a whole different reason. Why don't you tell us about what it is you're doing?
Oh, absolutely. Unfortunately, one of our officers who serves our community here in Taylor, Michigan, was killed last summer, and we stepped up immediately after this took place, and thought, what could we do to help the family? So we got together and we took our top price car, which is a Corvette ZR1. It's a $125,000 car, and we decided that we're going to raffle that car off with the proceeds going to the family.
Yeah, now I had pulled up some information, and as you said, it was last summer, and boy, with all the shootings in Detroit this weekend, the four officers shot, and out in Washington State and Florida, I mean, I'm not sure what's going on out there, but this was a young officer, Corporal Matthew, who was only 31 years old and leaves behind a wife and two children, had been recently honored as Officer of the Year when he was killed answering a domestic. I tip my hat to you. Folks out there who listen regularly know what a fan I am of folks in uniform and all that they do. So you're stepping up. The tickets are going to be sold for $100 a piece, and then the proceeds are going to go to his family or a portion thereof?
That's correct, ma'am. The tickets are $100 a piece. We're selling 2,200 tickets. We'll raise $220,000. The dealership has paid for the advertising along with the Taylor Police Department and the Thin Blue Line. We've all paid a portion of advertising, but we're taking the $220,000. We're going to pay off the vehicle, and the proceeds are all being donated then to the family.
Now, who came up with this idea? You folks sitting around the dealership and you know, just kind of heartsick about it? Or how do, I mean, it takes a while to get something like this off the ground from an idea.
Well, we're very involved in our community. Obviously, our community buys from us, so we try to keep our money locally, and we appreciate everyone that comes here. But actually, it was within a few days that this happened. My used car manager, a gentleman named Jim Marshall, and I were sitting here one night after work, and Jimmy actually came up with the idea, and I kind of added to it, and we went from there and went to our general manager the next day, and immediately it was a yes, and from there to our owner, to General Motors, to the state to get approval and a license. And we had a few stumbling blocks along the way, but everything worked out, and we're very confident that we will sell all the remaining tickets.
How many tickets have been sold so far?
Approximately 2,000 tickets. So we're about 200 tickets away, and here we are coming down. The drawing is actually a week from tonight, 7 p.m. on January 31st. Here at our store, so we've got 1 week to go, and we're very confident that these tickets will be sold.
Well, I'm thinking that I got a hold of you just in time.
Yes, ma'am.
Very good. How can people go about, people who might be listening from Lansing area this evening, how can they go about finding out about getting a hold of these remaining 200 or so tickets?
Well, they can contact me here at the dealership, at which our number here at the store is area code 734-287-2600. And my extension is 206. They can actually go online, and my email address here is Jody, J-O-D-Y, Lee, L-E-E, at TaylorChevy.com, and they can request a ticket that way. I'm actually to the point where I keep running out. I have to keep calling the police department every day to bring down tickets, which is a good thing. And so if they do want a ticket, they need to act pretty quick because these tickets are going very quickly.
Can people stop by the dealership, or did you just mention that they could get some at the precinct as well, the Taylor Police Department?
Yes, ma'am. They can stop by, and they can also, the remaining tickets are also being sold at the Taylor Police Department as well.
You know, I don't mind doing a little bit of a commercial for you folks with you doing this, if you could tell folks where Taylor Chevrolet is located.
Yes, ma'am. Taylor Chevrolet is approximately 4 miles south of Interstate I-94. We're on the east side of Telegraph between North Line Road and Eureka Road, and we're very convenient from I-75, downtown Detroit, I-275. It's a very, very convenient location.
Well, very good. Well, we hope people are looking for it. You know, we just did our show last week, Jody, from the Detroit Auto Show, the International Auto Show there at Cobo Center. And, I was checking out the Corvettes. I was checking out the ZR1. It's a Corvette. It's a yes. Beautiful car.
Yes, it is. We have a lot of exciting products.
I spoke with a Chevrolet dealership up in this area this last week. It's an awfully good time to be a Chevrolet dealer.
Yes, it is, and we count our blessings every day. We went through some pretty tough times here over the last 2 years, but last year was we turned around, and our dealership is actually growing, and we're very fortunate.
Well, with the car and truck of the year, and of course always having Corvette in the stable, that makes things a little easier.
Absolutely, but we're not going to rest until we want to just keep selling cars and not take anyone's business for granted.
Absolutely. Back to the subject at hand, Corporal Edwards' family, they must be just overwhelmed that this is happening. Have you had contact with his family during this process?
I personally have not. I did meet his wife at a benefit. We did a benefit in Woodhaven at the community center back in the fall, and I did meet her for a few moments, but I haven't actually spoken with her in depth about what's going on. But I know the Taylor Police Department obviously has, and I'm in daily contact with them because we're working very closely with these tickets, and, you know, she can't say enough. So we've done many benefits. I've had the car at various events to show on a trailer. We did the Heritage Fest. A couple golf outings. We had the vehicle there showing it off. As I said, we did this fundraiser down in Woodhaven, which is about 10 minutes south of our store. So we've done everything we could to, you know, to make this a successful sale. So hopefully everything's going to work out well for us.
Well, I'm impressed that this is not just a one-time thing, that you folks at Taylor Chevrolet, when you heard about this horrible event, you've been on it and trying to do the right thing and trying to help a family who's head of the family, who has been taking care of Taylor for a while before that.
Absolutely, ma'am. But, you know, we've kept in mind that if it was one of us, we would really appreciate someone stepping up for us. So it's definitely the right thing to do. And, you know, everyone here, not just myself, but my general manager, a gentleman named Mark Montani, my owner, Bill Perkins, he owns the Perkins Automotive Group. And everyone has worked very hard on this together. And I can't say enough about the Taylor Police Department. And, you know, there's so many names I can't even mention.
Well, you have to love the fact I can see you going to the bosses and saying, hey, we're going to give away our most expensive car, hop on board, and getting the answer yes. I mean, that speaks volumes.
Yes, it does. But like I said, you'd have to know my owner, and that's just the kind of gentleman he is. And he definitely believes in community involvement. And you know, these people buy vehicles from us. This is the least we could do.
Yeah, this is your home, and clearly the folks are responding to that. If you've sold 2,000 tickets already, I don't think it harms to review a little bit. It's Taylor Chevrolet, and the raffle ticket is for which Corvette?
This is for it's a 2011. It's a ZR1 Corvette, 638 horsepower. 0 to 60 in about 3.5 seconds. I mean, this car has got every option on it. It's beautiful. It's sitting on our showroom floor, so if people want to just come by and look at the car, it is here at our dealership.
And the drawing takes place January 31st. Do you mind if I check back with you after that and find out who the lucky winner is, and you all can feel good about an amount of money going to the family that certainly will help with expenses in the future for them?
Absolutely, ma'am. I'd look forward to the call.
Very good. Thank you so much, Jody. Taylor Chevrolet, he's the sales manager there. They're auctioning off a Chevy Corvette ZR1 to benefit the family of Taylor Police Corporal Matthew Edwards, who was killed this summer. Thank you so much, Jody. Have a good evening.
Thank you, ma'am. You also.
Thank you so much. That's a great story. I like that kind of a story. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after these.